Proverbs 15:21 says, "Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly." You may have heard of the phrase, the follies of youth. Those are things that young people get caught up in. Things that aren't terrible crimes, but just not something a wise, clear-thinking, mature man or woman would get involved with. For example, when I was young, we used to go do this thing called corning. We'd hide behind a tree or something. Car would drive by. We'd throw a handful of hard corn at the windshield. And the people in the car would hear a terrible noise as dozens of little corn kernels rattled on the windshield. And no one was hurt, although I've heard stories of people swerving off the road or having a heart attack and that sort of thing. But I've never seen any actual hard evidence that that happened. In every instance that I saw, and yes, I took part in it, I was young and foolish and unsaved. The car just drove on down the road. No damage was done to the car itself. These days, that could get you killed, the way people road rage and just jump out of the car and start shooting. Kids would also go TPing, and I hope I don't have to explain that, but TP stands for toilet paper. It actually looks pretty festive when it's hanging from the trees and bushes, unless it rains. It also goes soaping. They'd soap the windows of houses and cars. In the latter case, people would come out to start the car in the morning and had to wash off the soap before they could drive away. So what I thought was weird when I was a kid doing that sort of thing, there always seemed to be one or two guys who were in their 20s or 30s hanging around. And yes, they were always the type of people that you just didn't have a lot of respect for. And that's the sort of thing that our text is speaking of when it says, "Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom." But folly can be more than just kid stuff. The first use of folly in Scripture is when Shechem violated Dinah sexually. Dinah was the daughter of Jacob. And the slaughter that followed by Simeon and Levi was a horribly offensive response. Jacob said, "You've made me to stinketh among the other people there." But it all came back to Shechem's sin, described in Genesis 34:7, which says, "He had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not be done." Whether it's premarital sex, substance abuse, gambling, pornography, embezzlement, other forms of swindling people, or just lying, cheating, exaggerating, gossiping, the examples of folly seem endless, and to the foolish person, such folly is a short-lived source of joy that some seem to be addicted to. No matter how many times they get caught or suffer consequences, even when they're publicly embarrassed, as Proverbs 13:16 says, "A fool layeth open his folly." Now, sadly, there's not much we can do to change others. They have to want to change and be willing to humble themselves before the Lord. Now, when that happens, Luke 17:3 tells us that we are to forgive and restore the repentant. The book of Proverbs is mostly a book for self-reflection. I'm discussing others, and I hope this joy and folly doesn't describe you. But if it is describing you, then I hope you'll recognize your foolishness and begin turning away from the folly that has plagued your life, more than likely, thus far. The only one we can control is the one we look at in the mirror. And if we find our joy in God and in His goodness and in His salvation and in serving Him by serving others, well, there's just not a lot of room for joy in folly. Because folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom. So be wise and find your joy in the Lord and in the things of the Lord. As Isaiah 12:3 says, "Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." Words to the wise.